Just a few halachot in the laws of Megillat Esther. Halacha number one, Chab Avadya rules in his Chazon Avadya and Daf Resh Chaftet, the Siricha Sirtut, Bechol Shura Veshura, Kedin Sefer Torah. Vimlo Sirtet, Bechol Shura Veshura, Pesula. Which means a Megillah is written like the Sefer Torah, and it needs to have the lines that the sofer creates on the cloth in order that he writes on the lines. If there's no sirtut in the Megillah is pesula, which means you have to make sure when you're writing the Megillah that every pasuk has the lines above it and the lines under it. This is something that is indeed me'akev. And even if the sofer wrote a Megillah, and then after he did the sirtut, he put the lines, it is pesula. So Akam Vadiya rules in Yabiya Omer Chedek Aleph, Chedek Yuridiya Siman Chaf, Ot Yud. There was another issue that should be discussed regarding a psul in the Megillah. Akam Vadiya talks about it in the same Sefer Andaf, Reshnun here, and that is the silk screening Megillot and the silk screening Sefer Torah. Said there was a rabbi that wanted to allow to take a silk plate like, which was like a, not a plate, but a stencil with the letters of, let's say, the Megillah, the Sefer Torah, and you put it over the cloth, and then you just spill the ink over it, and automatically in one shot you have a whole page of writing. And you turn the cloth, you put another screen on it, and you put the ink over it, and bingo, you're able to produce Megillot, and you're able to produce Sefer Torah at a rapid speed. And also, they're all perfect, which means they all have the, it's not depending on your penmanship, which is according to the stencil that you have, that's what you're going to have as a Megillah, or a Sefer Torah. Hakam Bavadya in the paragraph clearly writes unequivocally that these Sefer Torah and Megillot are Pesulim. They showed them to him, he's against it, he said that anybody that buys them is making an avon, anybody that sells them is making a big avon, anybody that makes a beracha on a Megillah or Sefer Torah that was silk screen is making a beracha lebatala. And then he says, ve'oy lo miyom adin, and woe to these people miyom adin, therefore we have to be very careful because it's very difficult to tell once a silk screen Megillah or Sefer is produced, it's hard to tell if it was silk screened or written. That's how real they look. Therefore, one has to make sure whenever he buys a Megillah or a Sefer Torah, he's buying it from a Ne'eman, from a trustworthy Sofer, that you know it was written by a Sofer in the traditional way, and not through silk screening. So again, the halakha, the silk screening, Sefer Torah, are pasul lahalakha, as well as the Megillot.